with me here today is Henry. Henry is one of my old patients. Not old, he's a former patient that I haven't seen for a whole year. And he came with a history that with a herniated disc, and they want to do back surgery on him. And our treatment saved him the back surgery. He had not have any problem now for a whole year. Now I'll let Henry tell us the story. How did it all get started, very first time?
When I hurt my back, it was on the freeway. I was rear-ended in my truck, and that's when I was diagnosed with just back pain. And then they told me that just chiropractic care should help in healing it, and it did help a little bit off and on, but never completely. So I finally...
How long did you have chiropractic treatment?
About 7 months.
7 months, okay. And then what happened?
I drove on a weekend on a Friday to Pismo Beach, and when I got there, my back was completely stiff. And when we came back from that weekend, I went into the chiropractor, and that's when he told me I needed to see an orthopedic specialist for a possible MRI to see what the problem may be. And that's when they diagnosed me with a herniated disc on L5, and L4 was a bulging disc. And they put me on prednisone, which
they
is an oral...
They put you on prednisone, or they give you injections?
First, they gave me the prednisone, and for...
They give you an injection?
No, just the prednisone
just
first.
Prednisone, yeah.
And it helped. The high doses did for the first 2 days. And then after that, the pain came right back. And then the next visit, I got a cortisone shot, and that did nothing for me. And that's when they told me I needed to schedule surgery. And between that time and my surgery date, I went in and had one more cortisone shot, and that one was not effective either.
So you did have surgery scheduled?
I had surgery scheduled.
Oh, okay.
And
I was close.
I canceled the surgery 2 days before the date. I gave blood for the surgery. I was all ready to go.
Why did you change your mind?
Because I was referred here to see you and Dr. Tong, and then that's I thought I better give that a shot after seeing people walking out of the office at the doctor's with canes and walkers. I got a little worried.
Okay. So you remember how you feel after my treatment? Do you notice any difference on the first time or no?
I think the first probably two or three times I was more, I had quite a few injections because I was in really a lot of pain and stiffness. So it wasn't really much that I noticed, but all of a sudden about the fourth visit is when I noticed where all of a sudden it was almost completely gone, the pain.
After the fourth?
Yeah, it was,
okay.
That was when I really noticed it,
yes.
Was that I could get up and walk around for quite a long time and not have any pain at all. And I was just shocked that it took, in 2 weeks, I saw you four times, and that pain was almost gone completely.
That proved that the disc really had nothing much to do with the pain. I know that four treatment could not have got the disc slipped back in.
Yeah.
So you still have the disc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's all in the circulation and the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we treated you for how long?
I think I came for, was it
about 4 months, I think.
About, well, I first started off twice a week for a couple of months, and then I went to once a week.
Oh, yes.
And then every other week once, and then once a month after that. And I came back one more time toward the end of all those visits because I drove to Lake Havasu. I was going there for 3 weeks, three different weekends. And the second weekend I went, that long, the five-hour drive was aggravating my back. And I came back and saw you one more time. And the third trip when I went to Havasu, I had no pain at all. Driving over there, I was in no discomfort at all.
Well, you haven't come to us since last April. You had any problem at all?
Just about 3 weeks ago, we were in Mexico, and we found a guy with his boat flipped over, and that spent 4 hours trying to help him pull his boat in.
You're holding onto the boat.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So after pulling on this boat for 4 hours, that's when my back felt a little sore the next day, and I had a feeling it was going to, but I had no control over it. I couldn't leave this guy sitting out there in the ocean.
Yes, yeah. Okay. You remember Alex? You met him in that physical therapy.
Yes.
He wanted to come here because he wanted to avoid surgery. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the adjuster, and I told her that my treatment should send him back to work within 6 to 8 months. They want to do surgery on him after 10 months of intensive therapy. He went back to work in 6 weeks. He's not doing as well as you do, though, because his work involved a lot of walking. But nevertheless, he's been working all this time without treatment. So in 6 weeks, he does not need surgery, you know, just like you. Anyway, you have anything to say about our treatment compared to what the... have you tried other treatment other than chiropractor?
No, just when I went to the orthopedic surgeon, they'd give me the Motrin and different anti-inflammatories to take, and I normally wouldn't take them because I didn't want to mask the injury, and they tell me it might help out to relax the muscles and nerves and everything, but they still don't know the side effects of sticking all that into your body, so I really don't want to put it in me, and so I kind of listened to them in some ways, but when it came to the medication thing, I don't believe in what they have to say for that.
Good for you.
And the whole thing, there's you and one orthopedic surgeon I went to, that was Dr. Field. You two were the only ones that agreed on one thing, that if to keep moving, working out, and if something bothered me, to do something different. Never sit still. You know, if you can move around and work out on things and keep strengthening your body, to do it and never sit still. And I think that's what had a big difference on me going back to work and the heavy construction I do.
Yes, but the prerequisite, you got to open up your circulation first.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of pain, keep moving doesn't do it.
Sometimes
will aggravate it because you don't get the blood supply and you use the muscle too much. Yes. I noticed that they did a lot of tests. How much tests did they do on you before they decided you need surgery?
The orthopedic surgeon I went to in Long Beach, Dr. Spencer, he didn't do much testing. He had me move around and do some bending, and that was when I was in the worst pain when I went to him, and that's when he tried the cortisone and the prednisone.
And you only had one MRI? That's all you did?
One MRI.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's when they determined that he told me, I think it was in about a month and a half time span that he decided from the first time I went to him that I was going to need surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't give me any guarantee that I would be 100% afterward.
It could have been a nightmare. At least it's going to cost the system a lot more money.
Yeah.
And with us, it's just a fraction of that, and you heal naturally. You prove that. You don't need surgery. All the people that you send to me, they all get better.
Yes.
Anyway, how do you feel today? Better?
I feel better.
You don't feel better, I'll use a nail on you next time. Okay, thanks very much, Henry.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the patients you sent to us. And maybe you can do another interview on you later on.
Okay.
See how you're doing. Thanks.
Uh-huh.